Few drivers zipping along Northwoods roads probably think about the culverts they cross, culverts sending stream water underneath the pavement or gravel. Instead, it's John Simonson's job to worry about them.
You know, people don't give a culvert much thought and they'll pass over it, but they think about it a lot when the road's washed out and the road has failed. So that's when it becomes significant.
For example, heavy storms, flooding, and washouts made much of Wisconsin's Lake Superior region impassable 3 years ago. Simonson, a DNR transportation liaison, says the issue is often simple. Many culverts are just too small to handle the amount of water they may face.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. You know, the culverts are much narrower than the water that the stream tries to carry.
We're at one of those undersized culverts where Drake Creek passes under Drake Creek Lane just northwest of Crandon. Simonson is here in the soggy streamside mud with about 80 federal, state, local, tribal, and nonprofit workers from across the state who are looking to learn more about road stream crossings.
I mentioned 8 feet, but some of these are actually closer to nine, maybe.
Dale Higgins is one of the instructors.
There's another way than just putting in the smallest culvert you can to save money.
Higgins was employed for more than 3 decades with the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, where he worked on about 250 road stream crossings. He's retired, but he's here because these streams are important to him.
The thing that's great about it, you feel like you're trying to restore, improve the environment, but also help people.
Higgins talked to me as he stood in Drake Creek, wearing chest waders and leaning on a survey rod.
It's kind of like a nice little wading staff, too.
He's passionate about well-designed culverts to prevent road flooding and washouts, but also to restore good trout habitat. That habitat is at risk when undersized culverts create underperforming trout streams, says Chris Collier of Trout Unlimited.
A big focus is on trout being able to move up and down the streams to get to winter, summer foraging and spawning habitat. Wisconsin's blessed with a lot of trout water. The biggest issue facing those trout waters in northern Wisconsin is fragmented habitat, so they can't get up and down.
Anyone can identify a poorly designed culvert just by looking at it, Collier says. It doesn't let the water or fish move freely.
If you look into the stream, you don't want to see water shooting out of a culvert really fast or dropping off like a mini waterfall. Those are all signs that something's wrong, that the culvert's installed wrong or it's the wrong size for that stream.
The Drake Creek culvert is an example. Because it's too small, debris collects on the upstream side, helping lead to water backups. Downstream, water shoots out quickly, eroding the stream bed. Drake Creek, like thousands of waterways in the region, probably could use a new, bigger culvert, one designed for more than just the present, says Higgins as he stands in the stream.
You want these structures to be in the ground maybe as much as 100 years, and what's climate going to be like in the flood flows in the future?
The DNR expects a warmer, wetter climate with more heavy rainstorms and flooding. In its inland trout management plan, finalized in March, the DNR calls climate change a major threat to cold water fish like trout. Climate change and more water will also put pressure on the culverts trout move through, says the DNR's Simonson.
We already see a lot of culverts out there that are undersized, that are barely just hanging on. We have to start thinking long term and planning for that now, so we're not just chasing washed out roads when our options are limited.
In 2017 and 2018, Trout Unlimited helped replace or remove 11 road stream crossings in and near the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. It's a start. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.